Greetings and welcome to this news broadcast. Now let's begin with developments in Lebanon. The resistance movement Hezbollah has accused the UN inquiry into former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri's assassination of ignoring Israel's role in the murder. Hezbollah Secretary General Saeed Hassan Nasrallah also criticized the U.S.-backed tribunal's procedures, including issuing convictions in absentia and hiding witness identities. Questioning the neutrality of the UN tribunal, Nasrallah said the UN Security Council is an instrument in the hands of the United States. Nasrallah said Hezbollah will accept the indictment issued by the tribunal only if it is supported by credible evidence. Nasrallah further spoke of Israel's espionage in Lebanon. He said Tel Aviv has infiltrated the Lebanese telecommunication sector and is wiretapping all Lebanese people. He criticized some Lebanese officials for, quote, keeping mum on Israeli espionage in Lebanon. All right, now let's go live to Beirut, where our correspondent Ali Rezk is standing by to tell us more about this. Ali, you were translating Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah's speech, and you know the Hezbollah Secretary General was quite critical of the tribunal. He said it had ignored evidence on Israeli involvement in the Hariri assassination. Now, how has the issue been reflected in Lebanese political circles?
Well, until now, what is pretty, of course, the important focus is that people have been silent, or those concerned sides have been silent towards the issue of what they call Israeli involvement or Israeli cooperation with the tribunal. If you heard, of course, that speech, Saeed Hassan Nasrallah referred to Israeli comments, Israeli officials talking about Israeli cooperation with the tribunal. He was referring to the recent comments made by Avigdor Lieberman, according to the Lebanese daily Al Akhbar, where Lieberman stated that we are in a close cooperation which is transparent with the international community and with the international or the UN-backed probe into the Hariri assassination. He also said that instead of the UN looking into the possibility of Israeli involvement, instead of that, the UN-backed probe was actually coordinating with Israel, and this was confessed by Israeli officials. Now, until now, there has not been a specific response by Lebanese officials regarding this matter. Most importantly, there hasn't been a response by Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri regarding this issue. And many people, of course, have criticized Saad Hariri for that matter. Now, if you have any Israeli officials who are speaking about this tribunal and speaking about cooperating with the tribunal, for how long can Saad Hariri express support for such a tribunal which Israeli officials speak highly about? So in that way, I think Saad Hariri is in kind of a corner, and in sooner or later must make some kind of decision or kind of stance regarding this tribunal. Now, another important point which he mentioned, which was directed to Saad Hariri himself, he said that some in Lebanon wanted to reach a solution before the indictment, some wanted to reach a solution after the indictment. Now, regarding the latter, reaching a solution after the indictment, he was referring here clearly to Saad Hariri as well. And so I think that the issue here is the main division between Hariri and Saeed Hassan Nasrallah, who have not met for now for quite some time, is this issue that Hezbollah, together with others, wants to tackle the situation where before the indictment, while Saad Hariri, it seems, especially after this speech, wants to deal with the issue after the indictment, wants to pursue a solution after the indictment. And that's the sticking point, it seems now, between the opposing Lebanese factions. So I think a clear call was made here by Saad Hariri to join in with the efforts to pursue a solution right now at this time, and not to wait until after the indictment. And as you heard from Saeed Hassan Nasrallah, waiting to pursue a solution until after the indictment might be too late, and the Americans and the Israelis might have developed their plan, and hence reaching a solution by that time would be too late and would have put the country into chaos. One more important point he mentioned about Ghajar, just very briefly, is the fact that he refused UNIFIL to take to go into Ghajar before, without having the Lebanese army in there. He said that even if the Israeli proposal is for Israel to withdraw and UNIFIL to come in without the Lebanese army being able to come into Ghajar, this would be considered a continued occupation. And so he clearly rejected what he called this Israeli game of withdrawing from Ghajar. He said that any withdrawal must set off of the Lebanese army to come in, otherwise Hezbollah's stance would be that the village is still under occupation. So in general, a number of very important points, but what struck my attention most of all was the messages or the calls he made to Saad Hariri in more than one respect, whether it be concerning the telecommunications eavesdropping or whether it be concerning joining the efforts to reach a solution right now before the indictment is released.
That's right. Okay, many thanks for that. That was our correspondent joining us from Lebanon, Ali Resk there.